We are excited that all of these wonderful people have attended newcomers class and have decided to become full members here at First Church. Chelsea is now attending confirmation, but today she will come with Dana as a constituent member. So, and then in about 9 weeks maybe, on June 8th, I believe it is, we'll have confirmation Sunday, and if she chooses, she will become a full member at that time. At this time, I'm going to ask each of you to turn to page 38 in your hymnals, and towards the end, I want you to read section 16 with me, the bold print. So I'm going to ask all of you these questions, and I ask that you respond, either I do or I will. Do you understand that there are evil powers in this world, creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? I do. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates that brokenness rather than wholeness? I do. Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? I do. Will you remain faithful members of Jesus Christ's holy church and serve as His representatives and examples in this world? I will. As members of First United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? The membership covenant that you signed states that I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship. And I will protect the unity of our church. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? All right. Would you please turn and face the congregation? Would you please stand if you are able at this time? I entrust these families to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect them in love, and show them how a true family of God stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom, you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Let's welcome these folks with a hand clap. Now, at the end of the service, would you honor me by joining me at the back, and so people can greet you as they leave? Would you do that for me? Thank you very much. You may be seated. Sure, absolutely. Please be seated, I believe.
Will our ushers come forward for our offering, please?